Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, 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 Beamer family. Happy Monday. Glad to be here, believe it or not, in our first Blog Talk Monday of February, on February 7th. So welcome, everybody. I am here with Greg Peterson and Casey Conrad. I'm so happy to have my partners here with me today. And we are going to be talking about step three in Blueprint for Success that is in your e-learning tab. That's on presentation. So just a couple of little reminders for people that your Blueprint for Foundational Success is in your e-learning tab. And, you know, it's really created for the new distributor, but I have to tell you, I think it's for everybody to go in. It has so many great nuggets of information into your back office, and on the panel on the left-hand side, you'll be able to see Blueprint for Success, and it's great digestible videos and so forth. So Greg and Casey, you guys ready to talk about presentations today?
We are.
Oh, I am. Ladies are. I just got to follow in your footsteps because you guys have been knocking it out of the park on putting this all together.
Well, and what's so funny, you know. Go ahead, Casey.
No, go ahead, Belinda.
What I was going to say, what's so fun is there's great content, but, you know, we also have great discussions, and every single week it can be a little bit different and better just because we're going to also ask for everybody to engage and be a part of today's discussion. So today being about presentations, that's the section that we're referring to. So the presentation section, which takes on a lot more meetings than just doing presentations. And so we are actually going to take that section into 3 weeks of discussion. So we're going to be looking for, you know, people to be involved in helping us to have the enhanced conversation. We want to hear from you today. And to do that, we want you to raise your hand. And by touching one on your phone, that will raise your hand and we'll see you there. And we want to help everybody in this discussion. So we're going to be looking for you to help us because this section is about educating our prospect. Presentation is all about educating our prospect. And so we're going to be looking for you to help us in how you're using the tools that are available. And don't forget, these are all recorded. You have the opportunity to listen to the recording for all Blog Talks. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IBDS. And you also have a Facebook page. We named that when we started this program, well, I think it was last February, Quick Start Support Group and Facebook. So that's Quick Space Start Support Group. And you do need to answer two questions, what your IBD number is and if you've attended an academy. So that's important to get approved there. But then you're going to have a lot of access to conversations to other people and sharing ideas. So today is really we're going to focus on that educational process, the tools and actions that we need to take. So, you know, Casey, we think of presentations in a variety of different ways, but do you want to talk about what is the goal of that presentation phase that we have?
Yeah, basically the presentation phase is the part where you are trying to educate the person and, of course, as much as you possibly can, direct information that could be as specific to their particular goals or wants. Meaning, if I've got an athlete, you know, that's going to be different than if I've got a 75-year-old person, you know, who has got some health challenges. So it is simply an educational process. For those of you that have been to some of my other sales trainings, you'll know that the equation, selling is nothing more, S, selling, equals E plus M. Selling equals education plus motivation. And certainly we've all had situations where someone was motivated to buy a Beamer. They had an issue, they got an immediate response, and they said, I don't care what it takes, I'm going to get one of these Beamers. Those aren't the difficult sales. Okay, I'm not saying they're all easy, but certainly somebody that has motivation is a lot easier to sell a Beamer to than someone that doesn't have a high level of motivation. Therefore, the only thing we can truly influence as a distributor is the educational information that we can not vomit all over them, but we continue to drip to them in a way that builds that value. Now, the first part of this is that you've gotten the appointment, you've gotten their interest level. Now we move into, okay, what are the educational tools that I want to send them? And there are many of them. Now, let's start again with talking about matching the content to your particular person. If I've got somebody that is maybe just a general health and wellness person, I'm going to either get them to a Beamer experience, I'm going to go into my Zoom and play a Beamer experience recording, or I might just pull up something like an I Decide or maybe even the 8-minute video. It just depends on the person, what I have discovered in terms of the qualification process. But remember, there's a couple of rules here that you want to take into consideration. Everybody takes different lengths of time to make a decision. Some people it could be instant. Some people it'll be 3 years. You have to remember that. And that shouldn't discourage you. What you don't want to do is say, oh, I want to throw as much information against the wall as I possibly can, so hopefully something will stick. Because in today's day and age, people like bite-sized, very targeted information. So you have, this is where the challenge comes for a lot of Beamer distributors. And although I don't want to keep kind of throwing the bait out there, this is where Verb will help with the initial matching of a piece of content to a particular prospect. Are we going to send them the 8-minute video? Are we going to send them something that's a little more specific to athletes, right, et cetera, et cetera? But you have got to find and discover what is your best process in terms of educational selection for a particular prospect. Initially, I always just have every single one of my new distributors use the 8-minute video and the 2-minute Dr. Burka video. That's it. That's it, because they don't know enough yet to be super targeted, and so I want everybody listening to this to know that that is a great first start, right? If you're more comfortable and you think that they'd be willing to engage, invite them to a Beamer experience. Tonight is the Beamer experience. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night. I'll be doing the Beamer experience at 8 p.m., right? And so that's about a 25-minute presentation. Do you think you could get them to that presentation, right? So it's all about finding the tools that are going to work for you that are going to represent a quote-unquote presentation, which basically means we're going to give this person a baseline of information about what is Beamer, why do you want a Beamer, and what are the next steps? So I don't know if – I know Greg's going to talk specifically about athletes, but I didn't know if, you know, Belinda, maybe you had another bit to kind of incorporate before we turn it over to Greg to do his section as to kind of your approach with this.
Yeah, no, great. Thanks. Great information. You know, Casey, I may hear a million times you give that same outline. I still take notes. And I hope everybody out in, who's listening today is taking notes as well. There's always great nuggets of information when Casey talks. So thank you so much, Casey. You know, I'm in that same place of tailoring the conversation based on what who I'm talking to. You know, there's great information and videos that are available. If it's a more medically oriented individual or somebody who would prefer to hear from the medical group, we have that great video in the background in the back office of Dr. Burka doing a Q&A for the medical panel. But we also had him doing having a video where he's working with the extreme athletes. So, you know, it is great to tailor, but you're right. You don't want to confuse things for the brand new people. So I always give the 8-minute video. I always show that 2-minute video to Dr. Burka, and that's a great way to start. You know, Greg, I absolutely loved this module in the Blueprint for Success in the back office, and I took so many notes when we were listening to David Olson's video on sharing with athletes. But you're an athlete yourself, so do you want to go ahead and say how you have conversations with athletes and how you get that engagement started? Because I know that's one of the great niches that we have with a lot of content.
You know, thank you so much for that, Belinda. And Casey, I'm sitting here. I need to beam my wrist because I'm taking so many notes once again every time that you share things. And I'm so glad that these are recorded so that we can go back and listen to these again and again and again on the blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And yes, so on David Olson's video, to be able to find this, folks, and where we're at, when you go into your Beamer back office and you're logged in, on the very far left side, when you scroll down, you'll find the e-learning. When you click on that, there's a drop down in the very bottom. It says Blueprints for Foundational Success. You click on that, and today we are starting on that third block, that third section down. When you click on that, that's going to open it up, and this is where you're going to find David Olson's video for athletes. And for this is where you will take a lot of notes. And I am so thankful that Casey and Belinda have encouraged me to be involved again on this, because there's an old adage, see one, do one, teach one. And a person realizes that it's one thing just to see something being shown to you. It's another thing when you read about it and do something. But when you teach something, that is when you really settle in and you learn so much more about a subject. And so when you're going through all the different items, make sure that you go through and almost pretend like you're going to be teaching it, and you're going to get so much more out of all the material that we have. So on David's video, he talks about how he introduces to all the different athletes, and he's fortunate to be in an arena where he's around pro-level athletes, world champions, and how do you share that with different individuals? Well, he has a great line that he shares with people, and it is this. This may not be right for you right now, but you need to know about this. And like he says in his video, he looks him straight in the eye. He's not looking down at the ground or anything like that. He has conviction in his heart. And when he's looking directly at someone in their eyes and can say this, his body language is telling them, you need to know about this. There's something behind this, because he's showing that he truly believes in what he is sharing. And so instead of me reading off all my notes that I took from the video, everybody can go in and listen to the video. But what I wanted to share is how I share with different athletes. And anywhere from anybody that's above age 20, they know that as we start to add more birthday candles to our birthday cake, that it takes us longer and longer to recover after a workout. Why is that? Well, Mother Nature is slowing down that process, which is the vasomotion, that movement, that blood flow. And in doing so, the results of that is it takes us longer to recover. And there's the three R's in athleticism: rest, recovery, and regeneration. So if we are able to return that back to when they felt like when they were possibly 20 or younger, would they be interested? And so when I approach someone, I ask them, how did you feel when you were 20 and you did a workout? Well, gosh, you know, I could do a workout and I would be able to go in and really knock it out and come back the following day and do it again. And but now there's no way. It takes me 2 or 3 days. I go, how would you like to feel like you did back then again? Well, yeah, that would be awesome. Well, here's what we do. And so instead of me explaining things, I show them. I show them the green video. And I let the material do the work. Now they have a vision in their mind of actual blood flow. Now you can relate it to, once again, what you shared with them previously. How would you like to feel if your blood flow was back to this point again? Then I know Dave likes to show, I think it's about a 5-minute video that shows the gal running down the beach. Or you can share the 8-minute story. Now you're going a little bit deeper and you're sharing the history of Beamer, where we've come from, how it works with different individuals. And then you can work it into setting up an appointment. As we have said in previous, using the adage Bob, bodies on Beamer, we get them on the Beamer, and now they are able to start to experience it. And he also goes into his 60-day challenge, which I think is absolutely amazing. And what he does is he tells them, and he sets up appointments, and he has them come to him, not him driving all around and getting people on the Beamer. He has them come to his house. He sets up appointments, and they come to him for free. And after 60 days, he's asking them, how do you feel? Now, these are also individuals that are more influential. So for myself, I moved into a 55-plus community. So who would be an influential person for me to talk with? Well, there's a golf course here, and we have a golf pro on our area here. So what my goal is going to be is to be introduced to the golf pro and do this very same thing with him. Do the 60-day challenge. Well, what's going to happen? He's going to feel the benefits, and now he's going to start sharing the Beamer with all the clients and all the residents, and word is going to travel. So it is a matter of selecting who you want to address, and then, like Casey mentioned, listening to them and tailoring your presentations to what is going to answer their questions. So as a paramedic, I had an ambulance filled with medications and tools to help an individual. But when I arrive on the scene of a call, do I dump everything out on that one individual? No. I only need one or two items to pull from to help that certain person. And it's no different when you approach a client on sharing the Beamer. You want to find out what couple tools are going to require. If they're an athlete, we can share the athlete presentations. We can share the science. We can share Dr. Burka's interviews with the athletic community. We can have them listen to the live presentations that we have. And these are all that you can check in your Beamer back office, distributor library, the national calendar. It's all there, right there for you. So this is how we tailor to each individual. So when I am sharing the Beamer with these individuals, I'm listening to them. What are their wants and needs, and what can I do to provide this information with them? I always ask for permission when I'm sharing the Beamer with somebody as far as, hey, if I share this with you, will you be able to watch this? Great. Awesome. Now, when would be a good time for me to get back to you? Because I really would like to get your impression of what you've seen and if you have any further questions. Oh, well, let's see here. You know, I'm kind of busy this week, but if you can get back to me next Monday, that would be great. Awesome. So I just write down on my calendar and put that in there to give them a call and do a follow-up. That way you don't feel guilty of, oh, I'm going to bother them if I call them now or if I'm going to contact them here or there. You're removing that fear by having honest, open communication. So one thing I would like to do is if a person can dial 1 on their phone right now, and if you have any questions or what tools or what lines have you used to share the Beamer with somebody, all you need to do is press the 1 on your phone, and that will show up on our little board here, and we can call upon you because we want interaction from the field. It's one thing to listen to Casey, Belinda, and I, but we've got hundreds of people out there that can share maybe a golden nugget that others that are listening will be able to use to help them share the Beamer with somebody. So while we're waiting for that, I just want to share really quick, too, that we're going to be doing the Race Across America. This is a bicycle race that starts in Oceanside, California. And it goes all the way nonstop to Annapolis, Maryland. This bicycle race is over 3,000 miles long, nonstop. And our bike racers are going to be doing what we do is 15-minute pulls. And we have an 8-man team. And then we have 19 crew members that are going to be supporting this 8-man team. And every single one of our crew members are athletes. They are specialists in their own area. We have our own auto mechanic that is riding with us, that's a cyclist. We have 2 bicycle mechanics. We have a doctor that's a physical therapist that is with us. We have world champions as crew members, and all our riders are pro-level riders. And so we are going after our own world record. And in this process, Beamer has gotten on board with us. They're going to be our title sponsor. They're going to provide a film crew to record stuff leading up to the race. We have a film crew that is going to be with us throughout the whole race, and then we have Beamer's film crew again at the finish line, and they are going to be gathering material to be able to use in the future for marketing for Beamer. And so this is my dream and has been my passion to pay things forward and put this out to help you, the distributor, because not only are we going after our own world record, but we're going to be providing a lot of wonderful material, finally, that we're going to be able to capture that Beamer can use to help you guys share Beamer with more people. So with that being said, I see that we have a hand raised. We have 605-877, 605-877. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who are we speaking with?
This is Lisa Wagner from Rapid City, South Dakota. And so we just had a talk show and rodeo here, you know, and I met this amazing little 13-year-old girl, and she was the queen, okay? So if you know about anything about rodeo, you know, at the end, the thing they go through in the Grand March, they wear all the garb. You know, this amazing. She was 13. And so I had my Beamer shirt on, and I know how many rodeos she's had to go through to get to that point in her life. And her parents were right there. And I asked her, I'm like, how many events are you in at 13? And she's like, all 5. There's 5 things they can be in for girls in rodeo. And I was like, wow. you know. And I looked at her parents, and I'm like, wow, like, I know how much dedication that takes as parents to get all those horses. And I turned around, and I made a little joke, too. I was like, when I was five, I broke my arm, you know. I don't do rodeo. My mom said no, but wow, right? And her mom.
That's
looked,
awesome, Lisa.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome, Lisa. And the thing that's beautiful is that you were just out and about doing your fun thing. The one thing I do want to say, though, is our FDA requirements in the United States are that we have anybody who's under the age of 18 does have their doctor approval. So I kind of have to have compliance little comment I got to add in here. So just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
but
it
was so much fun
that
you were engaging the parents.
Yeah, it was about the horse part because I said, you know, I heard that call where the horse could relax and the stall coming out, relax enough to pee. Whew. And they heard about this already, you know. And so I just gave her my card because she was just doing the walk, you know, around. But they heard me, you know, in that moment. Wow. Yeah, it wasn't about her on the beam. It was about the horse. That it was relaxed enough to pee. Yeah, yeah,
that's
for sure. Awesome. It wasn't about her using it, the child. It was about the horse was relaxed enough to pee.
Wow,
so
wonderful. And the
want.
Thing is, we have so many great horse options, too. You know, with the equine world, we have a whole section in the back office in our distributor library of content we can do follow-ups with on the equine space. So even if somebody's not in the equine space, they have that option. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing that because, you know, you're out
and
about and you had this
my
great
card
idea.
Here's my card.
That's great. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing. Go ahead, Belinda.
And I'm going to do one little bit of information, and then we have somebody else who has raised their hand. But I wanted to share some of the different ideas people might have on how to get people on the Beamer. Because, you know, like we said, this presentation section is all about education, and education is getting people on the Beamer. As I know that Greg had mentioned that the bodies on Beamer, Bob, Dwight Dunkley, I think, had coined that. And it's a great reminder that let the Beamer sell itself. So getting bodies on Beamer is always beneficial because if people don't even know what Beamer is, they may hear your words, but getting them to experience it is all part of that education process. And there's a lot of different ways that people are taking the opportunity to give people Beamer sessions. So I just want to throw out a few of them. We heard in the video that David Olson has that when he identifies somebody as an influencer, he doesn't make this offer for everyone, but when he identifies someone as an influencer, he gives them the influencer challenge, which is that 60 days to come 3 to 5 times each week for free. And the skin in the game is their effort to come to him to be able to do that. But think of all those that face time that he has because he's given those free sessions. I personally always provide 3 free sessions. And I do that for every individual member in the family or whoever wants to come. It's always easy to do 3 free sessions for me. And I try to get them to do that within 1 to 2 weeks. Now, one of our managers has also had a scenario where they do 5 sessions for $99. And those 5 sessions for $99 gives them the opportunity to have that 5 FaceTime opportunities to talk about different things, but they felt that the $99 is allowing somebody to have a little skin in the game, but it's not too high of a hurdle to overcome. I've also heard of people creating a 5-day challenge to say, let's eat clean, come 5 days in a row
and be able to do the sessions, because again, you're having that opportunity to share that beamer, but you're having an opportunity to possibly have a different discussion and then to see how they're feeling in that check-in. So those opportunities to get people on the beamer is critical. And I'm just going to take a half a second to remind people that you do all of your talking before the beamer session and you do all your talking after the beamer session, but you let people have that 8 minutes to themselves. And I'm a yoga therapist, so I also talk about deep, slow breaths. You also try to always have their legs up. Dr. Burka talks about how that is part of calming the nervous system, is to have those legs elevated. So don't be tempted to have people sitting in a chair, because they won't have that same experience. So a couple reminders of just getting people on the beamer is part of that education process and part of what's so important, those actual demos. If you can get people to live events, we have one in Dallas, Texas, this coming Saturday. There's going to be meetings at 9. It's going to be a presentation at 9 in the morning and then a Super Saturday. So I'm sure there's going to have an opportunity to have people coming in and using that. So if you're anywhere near the Dallas area, you want to be a part of that meeting and the presentation on Saturday morning, the 12th, and you can find out information by getting the email from Chris, who sent out the Monday motivation. So that's one of those opportunities. So we have somebody who's raised their hand, and it's area code 954-826. You're live on Blog Talk. And for those other people, would love to hear some of the other areas that you've done and used to get people on the beamer. So 954-826, you are live on Blog Talk. Let us know what you're thinking.
Hi there. Well, I'm Grace Starmer, and I'm calling you from sometime sunny South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. I'm thinking that it's fabulous what you guys are doing. I love the Bodies on Beamer. And I'm really thinking about the $99, the five-day challenge. That's marvelous. There's so much what you are sharing with the marketing now. It's great. One of the things that I wanted to talk about. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I'm glad that, see, there's always good nuggets on these calls, so I'm glad that you're appreciating them.
Deeply. And one of the things that I find when I'm in talking to people, and we just did a senior expo Saturday, you want to engage in conversation that's not threatening. A lot of the times what I'll say to them is, they might ask me a question or whatever, and my answer will be, but there's no THC in Beamer. And they kind of always, you get some kind of response from that, and I go, no. Beamer doesn't treat, heal, or cure anything. It brings your body back to the point where it can help. And that's kind of, to me, funny and engages folks. And I just wanted to share it.
That is outstanding, Grace. I'm writing that one down. So there's no THC in Beamer. Beamer doesn't treat, heal, or cure anything, but it supports the body. I love that. Grace, thank you so much for coming on Blog Talk and sharing that great little tidbit that I think many of us will be able to take away.
Enjoy the day. What? Bye-bye.
I think Grace this was a great one here. So.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot.
You got the official
Beamer
applause.
On.
Thank you, Grace. Beamer on. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so a couple of things that I thought maybe we could just start kind of round robbing it and share different tools that we have available to us. So Casey, I'm going to toss this back to you and let you share some of the tools, and we'll just go around and let other team members here on our blog talk share as well. But Casey, the baton is yours.
Sure. So the first thing is, of course,
you know, everything that we talked about here, you've got to find your foundational tools, 8-minute video, I decide, you know, 5-minute video, whatever the case may be, and know that those are your go-to. For me, I have been really utilizing a lot the Dr. Burka videos from the Medical Mondays. And in full transparency, when I send them to someone, Belinda, let's say I knew you had some sleep issues and, you know, he talked about sleep in one of his episodes, what I would do is I would find something in that video that I thought was very specific to you, assuming I knew you were more interested in the science piece. So again, I might send, you know, the 8-minute video and the green video, and this probably falls, we're skirting over the line in the follow-up, but I have been relying more and more on these Dr. Burka videos, even initially with somebody, because his first 20 minutes of any of his Medical Mondays are extraordinary. So I'll say to them, look, I know you're more interested in the medical, so listen to the first 15, 18 minutes, and then I want you to, if you don't have time, jump to the 43-minute mark while he's interviewing so-and-so, and I think this is going to relate to exactly what, you know, your issue is. So I really have been loving those as even a presentation tool, not just a follow-up tool.
I love them, too. They're outstanding. And there is actually one this coming Wednesday that you can invite people to as well, because the Wellness Wednesday is open to everyone, and you can get the link for that in your back office in the national calendar that's in your distributor library. Go to the national calendar, and you can get the link to send to somebody so they can watch that Wellness Wednesday live. And even tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, if anybody is a licensed healthcare practitioner, they can attend tonight's call, and they do need to register in advance. Registration is also in that national calendar, so you need to send that. But the subject for February is the heart of the matter. So, Casey, thank you for sharing the fact that we have access to all those amazing Wellness Wednesdays. That's great. Greg, what do you do? How do you what are some of the tools you use?
You know, the tools I've been using, and I can't repeat this enough, is Dr. Burka's green video, where he does a very quick explanation just in 2 minutes of the blood flow, and then I'll share the 8-minute story with individuals, and then after that, I go into a 3-way phone call. But in this process, I'm asking a lot of questions of the individual. I'm really finding out what their personality is, what are the targeted areas that they have an interest in, and then I'm starting, and because we have so many new tools to us, it's like we got more tools than Carter has pills, as my mom would say. And in this process now, what I'm starting to develop is if I just have someone who's elderly and just looks at general health, I think to myself, what might they be interested in? And so I kind of write down and I develop like a little protocol list for myself of what I might share with these individuals. And then I do the same thing if somebody is an athlete or if somebody's in the medical field or, you know, different things like that. I think of the different categories. And because it's much harder when you're emotionally involved and you're trying to rapidly find something at the moment to send to somebody, if you have things and you've done your homework previously and you've gone in and you already know where to go to get these items, it makes life so much easier and it reduces the stress on you. And another way to be able to do this is find an accountability partner, and I know we've discussed this in previous educational programs, but to find an accountability partner to work with and practice doing these things with somebody that's neutral so that you will feel comfortable when you are sharing this. Because, you know, unless we have a teenager at home, let's face it, a lot of this technology can be overwhelming, and it's like, well, how do I've only got a phone. How do I pull these things up on my phone and do this or do that. So instead of it being stressful, make it fun. Have someone you can laugh and go over things with and be able to learn how to do these things. So that's what I've actually been doing, is actually kind of restructuring my toolbox and learning how to share these different items. And it's actually allowing me to get in there and learn all the new things that we do have. Because I'll be honest, I haven't seen everything that's in there yet, because they keep on adding stuff faster than it seems like I can watch it.
You're right, Greg. There's so many amazing tools that we have. You're absolutely right. You know what I love to do? I have downloaded two articles. One is called Human Microcirculation, and another one is Small Vessels, Big Problems. I love these articles for those people who like to read, because a lot of people don't realize the value of a functional microcirculation and all that is caused when you have a dysfunctional microcirculation. Those are in the back office in your distributor library as articles that are available. And so I think that they're outstanding options for people to truly comprehend when you're able to help the Beamer supports that microcirculation, what this is able to do. I know that we're just down to – I'm sorry, yes, Greg?
Yeah, just really quick. If somebody wants – instead of trying to search through everything and trying to find it by click, 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 just go to your search bar at the top and type in human microcirculation. And then our system should be able to find it and bring it right up for you. So it's really easy to find. So don't make it stressful. Use that search bar. It is such an amazing tool to have. So go ahead, Belinda.
No, I think that's great. Thank you for that reminder, Greg, because we do need to continue to help people in finding all of this information that we're providing as well. So great. Thank you so much. So, Casey, I'm going to pass it back to you. Anything else that you want to share on the tools? Because I know we're in the beginning to wind up the call.
Yeah, you know, I think the bottom line is that in order to be an effective distributor, you need to have almost a tool belt, if you would, of presentation content that you have as a menu, so that when you are ready to move into a presentation phase, you're not fumbling, you're not bumbling, you're relying on a third-party tool which takes all the pressure off of you. So spend the time, do the work, find the tools that resonate best with you and that you can match up to your prospect, and then start using them.
Outstanding. And Greg, before I give the assignments, do you have any additional recommendations or words of advice?
Honestly, Casey spelled it out perfectly on having things preset. Don't do things for the first time when you're in front of people. Practice leading up to it. Anytime that you send anything to anybody, look it over first so you know exactly what you're sending to somebody, because it's very easy to go, well, this looks like it would be good, I'm just going to send this off. Make sure that you do your due diligence, and this is going to make you a much better distributor, and it's going to raise the confidence in what you are doing as you share it with others, and that will resonate with your clients. So back to you, Belinda.
Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you. So next week, we're going to go over the PAPA system, which is the APA in the e-learning tab and Blueprint for Success. So I encourage everybody to watch those videos before we talk about that to have a baseline of understanding. And if you haven't already started that presentation section, please do watch those videos. But I recommend that you outline and practice some questions to ask to get people to engage, and then have some of those foundational tools, as we've talked about tonight. You know, think about what you would like to make as your foundational tool, and invite 4 people on your list to participate in a meeting in one of the presentations we have, or to send those tools to. So connect to 4 people and share
the tools we talked about today. Don't forget, we have the Beamer Experience is at 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. Casey's doing that. And then we have the Athletic Conversation. So there's always a lot of great calls that you can invite people to, and you can find out about all of them in the national calendar in the back office. So thank you, everybody. Have a fabulous week. And remember, there is no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. So keep moving forward with enthusiasm and being positive, and have a great week, everyone.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.
Mm-hmm.